Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Greatness is built in silence. It's forged in the hours no one sees. The lonely training sessions, the early cold mornings, the dark and late nights. Not to impress, but to prove. To prove you're willing to suffer for it. To prove you deserve it. To prove you're worthy of the dream. Because in the end, greatness doesn't shout. It echoes through the work you do when no one's watching.
All of us on the inside have two voices. We have a choice, and then we have a boss voice. The big voice is the voice that's been crafted and formed and created by our environment over time. It is the voice that has listened to every critic, every naysayer, every bit of negativity, and then reminds you of it every time you are trying to do something outside of the realm of everybody else. When you have a strong boss voice and you have a weak bitch voice, it sounds more like this. Yeah, they can't do it, but I can. Yep, that guy settled, but I'm not. Yeah, I probably could take it easy, but then I'm gonna end up just like that dude. So I'm gonna go do the fucking work.
Not many people can push themselves to the extreme. Some people can take themselves to some dark places.
The dream may be free, but the journey isn't. And for us to make our dream come true, from a dreamer to a doer, we have to work for it. And so many people, they want to achieve greatness without paying a price. And what they don't understand is that you don't wait for the dream to happen. You got to work for that dream to happen. The more that you work, the greater possibility you have the dream. In fact, I tell people all the time, if you have a big dream, you're going to have to work for it.
So when we get up in the morning, everybody's talking about, I'm going to attack the day, I'm going to attack the day, I'm going to attack the day. What are you going to attack? What in that day are you going to attack? When you wake up in the morning, you have all this chaos, you have all this clutter that's going on in your head, and you cannot attack the day until you handle that clutter. All right, so the first thing you have to do is you got to take control of that clutter. And most of the things going on in your head aren't your thoughts, they're somebody else's thoughts. You have to take that clutter, you got to control it. Then from control it, then you get clarity. Then you decide on what you're going to attack on that day.
I'm going to look you in the eyes, and I'm going to tell you the future.
The world breaks everyone.
You already know it's going to be wretched.
The very good, the very gentle, the very brave.
If you break, the fight is just beginning.
There's no shame in being a broken man.
This will be the story that I will one day tell.
You just pick up the pieces, rebuild it, just the way it was, brick for brick.
That means the harder it is,
the pain that's going to come, it's going to come in waves.
The more epic the story.
You must build belief. You must build confidence.
By consequence, the more epic the hero.
You're not ready for what you want until you believe you can get it.
You don't have enough faith in yourself.
You have to believe you can.
You need to have a shift in your perception of yourself. Really convince yourself that you can do it.
And if that's the game that we're playing, if I can construct my belief system, if I can choose at any moment,
step into your fears and continue to push yourself to go on, something happens for you.
To believe something that's more empowering than I was believing the moment before.
It will enable you to transcend yourself.
Find your impossible. That's what you have to go after.
Winners define themselves by what they made happen. And losers define themselves by what happened to them.
Every morning, guys, I wake up, I look in the mirror, and anxiety fills me. Stressed out. I'm like, man,
I'm out of time. I'm out of time. I'm running out. I haven't become the person I want to be yet.
How do you believe? How do you change a belief? Interesting subject. Because I'm going to tell you something. Your results are nothing but the manifestation of your belief system.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day, according to your level of belief. It will manifest itself in what you're doing.
But the belief system you have to have. If you expect to lose, you will. I know a lot of guys are very talented. A lot of women are very talented, but they don't think they can do it, and they don't.
This is why thinking is so vital. This is why a goal is so important. Because we will become that. This is why people who set goals achieve them. The trouble with men is not in achieving their goals. They do that. It's an establishment.
Well, I think there's an infinite source of supply. We've been endowed with mental faculties that the most erudite scientists won't even guess at. I think most people wander around in a deep sleep and they don't think, they don't invest in themselves. And the second they wake up and start doing that, everything starts to change. $1 million is not a lot of money. We're creative beings. We're working with an infinite power. And once we start to understand the power of our mind and then start to understand how to utilize it properly, then we'll understand that we can do virtually anything.
Whenever you look at somebody that's been successful, do not allow yourself to make them extraordinary at your expense. You're capable of whatever it is that they're capable of. But it comes down to the mental constructs that you're going to have to build and leverage in your own mind in order to do something great. And that became my driver. We set out to actively ask one question. What would we do and love every day, even if we were failing?
Nietzsche said, "I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible." The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
Everybody wants to win, but in order to know how to win, you gotta know how to lose, because you're gonna lose more than you're gonna win. But every time you lose, what do you gain from it? So every time I've lost, people say, you gotta jump right back up. You know, get back right on your feet again. And I disagree with that. After you lose, or when you get knocked out, stay down there for a minute.
But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're going to try to do something, not trying is failure.
It takes courage to act. Part of being hungry when you've been defeated, it takes courage to start over again. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
95% of the game, like I said before, is right up here, guys. If you guys can believe you can do this, then today I'm no longer be a fucking loser. Today I'm going to change my fucking path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this hole. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circle of emotions. Shit. I want to be different. And last I looked, every single day I'm getting older, meaning running out of time.
It has nothing to do with who you are today. Don't worry about that. I'm not very interested in the person that I am today. I am a far cry from the person that I can imagine and the person I promised myself that I will continue to work to become. So it's not about who you are. It's about who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there.
You're going to be attacked, betrayed, exposed, and humiliated. And you survive that. A lot of people can climb that mountain. It's the way down that breaks them. Because that's the moment when you are truly alone. And what will you do then? Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? That will be the defining question of your life. And I think you already know the answer. You're going to be remembered forever.
You cleave me with one piece in place. What would it be?
Make mistakes, but don't regret them. Learn from them. Because regrets are the hardest things to carry when you get older.
I don't think you understand the power that you truly possess. Even in the darkest times, which you may even be experiencing right now, you still remain. You cannot be destroyed. Your soul, the life force behind those eyes, is the most powerful force that exists. Evil could open up Earth's core and hurl you down. It could cast you into an endless void. But again, you still remain. Why is that? What does that mean? It means that you are the decider. You decide your fate. You decide who wins as you bear the gift of choice.
Everybody wants to be a star, but they don't understand that stars shine brightest at night. When you're going through the darkness, when you're going through the hard times, that's when the champions shine the brightest. That's when it's go time. That's when it's really time to put in the work.
Listen, you're here because you know if you want your life to be different, you have to change, right? If you want your life to change, you have to change. The key to achieving success in any area of your life comes from your ability to change yourself. And a lot of times, changing yourself comes from changing your mind first, reprogramming your mind to change your old patterns, to change your old beliefs, your old programs, and your thoughts, your habits, and your beliefs are your driving forces behind your actions. So if you can understand the psychology and the science that's behind mental reprogramming, then you can start to take charge of your life and create the future that doesn't look like your past.
Remind yourself that it's not about being perfect. It is about constantly putting one foot in front of the other, taking it moment by moment, step by step. Not getting too ahead of yourself, right? Still keeping the vision and the goal and the dream at the forefront of your mind, knowing where you're trying to go, but understanding that it's a journey. And in this journey, you're gonna make mistakes. In this journey, you're gonna fall down. But every time you fall down, every time you make a mistake, every time you mess up, there's a lesson in it for you. There's an opportunity for growth. There's an opportunity to get back up and take the next right step. Right? And that's why this journey is so beautiful, because you learn so much about yourself. It's about being open and constantly trying to progress each and every day.
What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different? I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
You know, it's always a little bit frustrating to me when people have a negative relationship with failure. Failure is a massive part of being able to be successful. You have to get comfortable with failure. You have to actually seek failure. Failure is where all of the lessons are. Successful people fail a lot. They fail a whole lot more than they succeed, but they extract the lessons from the failure and they use that the energy and they use the wisdom to come around to the next phase of success.
Truly understand that these are your greatest years. The years that will either make you successful or entrap you into mediocrity for the rest of your life. So please, make sure you make the most out of them because your time is limited. You have to be okay with being misunderstood. You have to be okay with being rejected. You have to be okay with not thinking like the 99%. If you want to lead, you have to lead from a place of confidence. And the worst thing you want to be a follower that follows followers.
Problem is, right now, there's a lot of softness in the generation of entitlement of what I think I should be able to do. I should be able to enjoy my college years. I should be able to have a social life. I should be able to insert whatever you want, and that's fine. It'll just come at the cost of something else. And I'm not the one who says like, this is right or wrong. I just say it is that way. There's only so many minutes and there's a trade that you're going to be willing to make. And the people who will win are the ones who are willing to trade the most for the thing they want. And that oftentimes means you won't be able to go out as much. You won't be able to attend the birthday parties. You won't be able to, that stuff will suffer.
Can't believe in yourself without believing in possibility. If you can't believe in possibility without believing in yourself, the belief that they could heal has to be installed. I just started disbelieving again. I started doubting, and I had to get back and change my state and start believing again. And I think if you keep doing that, you believe, you behave, you become.
What if I fail? Oh, but my darling, what if you fly? I love that because it's true. Why not entertain the best case scenario? Why not flip your mindset into believing in yourself? What if it all works out? What if this is the best decision I've ever made? What if this is beyond my wildest dreams? What if I try and I not only fly, but I soar? And the fact is, if you try, you will fly in a new direction. It is true.
Feels like I get sucked into this negative state of mind so fast. It doesn't even feel like I have a choice. Just, it feels like life is throwing me around and I have no say in where it goes.
I understand. This is for no other reason than that evil fears you. It sees your power. It sees what will happen if you realize your full potential. And therefore, it will do anything and everything to make you blind to it. It will find your weak points and it will attack them relentlessly until you give in.
You know, people get up every day and they do the same thing. They tell themselves they're going to change their life one day and they never do. I'm going to change mine.
Hey, bro, you can hit the reset button today. If you don't like whoever you've been up to this point, you can just stop being that person. Like today, you can decide to change the way you act, the way you behave. Every single day, including today, is an opportunity for you to hit the reset button on your entire personality, your work ethic, your discipline, your values. You can transform your entire being starting right now.
The way that you get better at making decisions is making decisions. See, it's not that you have a hard time making a decision. It's that you're unwilling to make the wrong decision. Almost every single decision that you make in life, you can change or reverse. You drop out of school, you can go back. If you break up with someone and realize, oh my God, that was wrong, you can tell them. And being able to make the wrong decision is how you make progress. There are no right or wrong decisions, ironically. There's just decisions. And the second that you make a decision, you now learn something. It's not about being right. It's about being willing to move forward and learn something from it.
That what you are after is not a career or a profession. It is not a yearly income goal. It is not a car or a lifestyle. What you are after is a feeling. You want to feel free. You want to feel a sense of control. You want to feel capable and accomplished. You want to feel like you have a clear purpose, and you want to feel like you are fulfilling that purpose. It is much deeper than a dream job or a lifestyle. Your soul is craving to feel, and you do not have enough of these feelings to satisfy that craving. This is what we are here to fix. This discomfort stems from a poor mental framework. It has nothing to do with anything in the physical realm. You adopted habits, behaviors, and thought patterns from your surroundings your entire life. Many of these behaviors and thought patterns are faulty and limited. This is what I call a poor foundation. In order to fix this problem, we need to recreate the foundation our mental framework is built upon, so that we can, with time, go on to build a strong and optimized mental framework, which will allow us to properly pursue these feelings that we are after and succeed in doing so.
Find the others. Admit it. You aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider, watching normal people as they go about their automatic existences. For every time you say club passwords like have a nice day and weather's awful today, eh? You yearn inside to say forbidden things like tell me something that makes you cry, or what do you think deja vu is for? Face it, you even want to talk to that girl in the elevator. But what if that girl in the elevator and the balding man who walks past your cubicle at work are thinking the same thing? Who knows what you might learn from taking a chance on a conversation with a stranger? Everybody carries a piece of the puzzle. Nobody comes into your life by mere coincidence. Trust your instincts, do the unexpected, find the others.
It's the human condition to be average. It's not to be as good as you can be. You know, it's the human condition to survive. Just get along, be average. It's special to get somebody to be the best that they can be, to understand the work ethic and how important it is to earn it, and you reap what you sow.
If the person you are competing against loves the process, you are never going to beat them in the long run. I mean, there's no chance. You might beat them in the short run. It's like the person who loves climbing is going to climb much higher than the person who just wants to get the view from the summit. Point blank, because they love it. They're going to do everything. They're going to get better at it. They're going to research. They're going to like everything about it. They are going to get better while this person's just focused on whatever the goal is.
There's a saying that if you do what you love, you will never work a day in your life. I learned that is a total crock. You'll work harder than you ever thought possible, but the tools will feel light in your hands.
Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love, and that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking. Don't settle.
This is just a simple story. There were two nice people. One person built his house on the rock, and the other person built his house on the sand. And the storms came, as they always do, and the one that built his house on the rock was saved. And the one that built his house on the sand was lost. Not because he was evil, not because he was bad. Here's what it means. Nice people can make foolish decisions. Let's make sure we build on the rock so that we last forever, not on the sand, and be gone when the storm comes.
Please understand that nothing works the first time. What is the average number of times that a person tries with a new goal before they give up? Can you guess? Well, the average is less than one, because most people give up before they try even once, and they move away to a wonderful place called Sunday Isle. Someday, and most people live on Sunday Isle. Your job and my job is to vote yourself off the island.
You were born to do something great with your life. When you were a little boy or a little girl, there was probably one person who made you feel that way. And you ought to give yourself the gift right now of who is that person? When you were a little girl or a little boy, they made you feel special. There was probably only one, maybe two. Maybe it was your parents or your grandmother or grandfather, a coach, someone that was in your life and that you felt something about you because of the way they looked at you or spoke to you. And the amazing thing about that is they were right.
We're not victims of this life. You know, we wake up every day with choices to make. And you get a choice every day. And like I said earlier, I think whether or not you're going to look back on your life as a success is going to be determined by what your values and priorities are and how often you're willing to wake up every day and make the choices that are going to fulfill you and bring you the joy that you're looking for.
Human beings, our nervous system is hardwired for comfort, whereas the essence of what makes us us, some would say our soul, is hardwired for growth. And it's managing that dynamic tension between how good a comfort zone feels and the innate calling of our potential that lies outside of that.
The challenges in your life, if the challenge is too great, like you're going to fail because it's too far above you, you're never going to reach it. If it's too low, you're never going to have the energy. It's too easy. It's not going to motivate you. But there's a sweet spot, like here, where it's a challenge. It's above what you can do right now. It's not so far above that you can't possibly do it. But it's enough of a challenge to mean, God, I better get my act together. I better get the energy together. I better change my habits. I've got to get up earlier. I've got to work harder. It's this challenge that's a little bit above my level. That's a powerful way of motivating yourself. You need challenges. You need constant challenges in life, or you're going to stagnate. It's just the law of nature.
Here's a harsh truth. It's not your lack of time or energy that's holding you back in life. It's your lack of desire. We make time, we create energy for the things that we really want to achieve. So the next time you're starting to blame your time or your energy for not doing the things that you need to be doing, what you really need to do is put your desire on blast.
The greatest version of you demands that you are extreme. There's going to be plenty of times where you don't feel like waking up, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like getting your workout in, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like eating clean, but you do it anyway, because that is what greatness demands of us.
Procrastinate because your results are about to exceed your identity and you're turning the air conditioner on. So if right now you're getting 72 degrees of, you believe in yourself at 72 degrees of wealth or abundance or productivity, and you started to heat it up to 85, 90, 100 degrees, you subconsciously turn the air conditioner on of your life to cool it back down to what you really believe you're worthy of and you deserve. So the deep work is you got to raise that identity of what you believe you're worth to 85, 90, 100 degrees. How do you do that? Typically proximity to people who live at that thermostat setting. They will heat you up to theirs.
There have been so many times in my life where I knew I needed to do something, and then I filled all this extra time not doing that thing. And then the moment I did it, I was like, wow, that took way less time than I thought it was going to take. And not only that, it took way less time than it took me to delay to actually get to this point.
Big difference between 99% and 100. I always thought that I was given 100%. I wasn't, but I was only 1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
If these guys can do it, why not me? You know, my mentality, you know, if that should be your mentality in life, you know, in anything.
If those guys can do it, why not you? You know, why not you? Don't listen to your haters. Keep telling me you can't do it, and I'm gonna keep telling you, watch me.
Capacity. Because people oftentimes think it's about skill and talent. It's not. It's about capacity. The things you have to endure. The things you have to encounter, the things you have to go through in order to be in a space and place, in order to be a blessing. It ain't a lot of people got the skill. A lot of people got the talent. A lot of people got the articulation. A lot of people got the vocabulary. But it's some of the most intelligent people in the world. They can't fight themselves out of a paper bag, baby. I've never been the most talented, but I've always had the capacity.
You deserve this. Everything coming your way, you deserve it. Blood, sweat, tears, all the focus, all the energy, all the passion, all the everything that you have to what you're doing. You deserve it. You're in this place where you can finally step into everything that you wanted for your life. Everything that you've been searching, praying, hoping, crying, behind closed doors, doing the dirty work for. You are in that stage to take advantage. Don't be shy. Don't tiptoe. Go. You deserve this time.
Many of the things that have happened to you have also happened for you. What is this here to teach me? And how can I get that lesson as soon as possible? And this I guarantee you, the moment you have the conscious realization of, oh, this is why this is here, showing up to allow me to see whatever that is in your life, it changes for you.
Maybe it's all going to work out for you. Maybe everything you've been through and everything you're going through right now on the journey is leading you to a place more beautiful than you could ever imagine. What if you allowed yourself to live one day as if this were true? How would things change for you?
Regret is our most transformative emotion, if we treat it right. Because regret does two things for us. It clarifies and it instructs. So regrets clarify what matters to us, and they instruct us on how to do better.
It's so easy to lose ourselves in the midst of a storm, especially when it feels like we haven't seen a sunny day in months. And we think because this storm is so powerful that all of our dreams are going to be washed away with it. But what if the storm looked at you and said, if you stay true, what's for you will find you.
This is the comeback. Maybe you're in a rut. Maybe you've just experienced failure, or maybe you're just lost. But this is the part in your story where the momentum shifts. This is where you find the drive that you've been looking for. It is now. This is the start of your comeback. The vision that you have for your future, everything you so desire, is begging you to pick yourself up and begin your journey, because the window is closing. And if you pass this one up, you very well may solidify your eternal existence within the dreadful cycle of stagnation.
When you find that sense of purpose, when you find what I call your life's task, everything has a direction, everything has a purpose. Your energy is concentrated. It's not like you're just going down a single narrow pathway. It's not like life becomes boring and it's just about discipline and solving problems. It's actually the most exciting thing that could ever happen to you, because you never have that lost feeling. You wake up in the morning, you go, yeah, this is what I need to accomplish. People come at you with all kinds of distractions and boring and irritating things. You're able to cut it out. It's just the most marvelous piece of internal radar that you can have. So I genuinely wish that everybody can find that kind of internal radar.
You are the creator. You are creating every aspect of your life. You're creating time. You're creating memories. You're creating bad habits. You're creating good habits. You're creating good relationships. You're creating bad relationships. You're creating everything. You're creating things that you don't like. You're creating things that you love. You are a creative being, and you need to be continuously creating in order to maintain momentum and energy.
The undisputed first law of personal growth is this: that people will never rise above the opinion of themselves. And when we commit to self-mastery, we give ourselves the best shot at becoming
the best and greatest versions of ourselves that we can be. And then we get to become the example and the invitation to others. Be the change you wish to see in the world.
You know, in this life, in your own personal journey, you're going to go through so many ups and downs, ebbs and flows, twists and turns. And it's so important to just embrace them all with an open mind and an open heart, you know, and understand that, you know, you're in a constant state of evolution and growth. And growth sometimes is amazing and it feels great and it's beautiful. And on the other end, growth sometimes is also incredibly painful and uncomfortable. And it's the ability to be able to embrace all those seasons, all those facets, understanding that through it all, you're growing and it's all serving a greater purpose.
Forward is progress. They all matter. Don't fall into the trap of comparison. If 6 months slip by without you achieving your goals, it's okay. As long as you're here, time is your ally. You are enough. You are deserving. You are capable. Life isn't a race. Your journey matters. You'll get there when you get there.
Your life and the journey you put yourself through, there's nothing more than that. And that's all I want people to do is realize that you have to struggle. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
I really hope that you know that you are going to overcome the things that feel impossible to forget. Because here's the thing. Very soon, you are going to start making new, beautiful memories that are going to find a home in that place in you that's empty right now. And I also hope that you know that what is coming for you is going to be way better and way more amazing than what's left and what's gone.
You can reinvent and rebuild and rethink what you're gonna do next any moment you choose. You're not too old, you're not too young, you're not too late. You need new goals. When you've been at this for a while, the goals that you had a decade ago are not the goals and the things that are going to motivate you right now. So instead of beating yourself up for not achieving those goals, why don't you flip your attitude and say to yourself, maybe those goals weren't the ones that are meant for you. What is it that you want in this moment of your life?
Why is it that we need to run from the chaos? Why is it that we need to run from the pain? Why is it that we want to run away from the things that hurt our feelings or hurt us inside or scare us? Why are we trying to run away from that stuff? Because we both know that our biggest lessons, your biggest lessons that you've ever experienced in life have come from the darkest times. You ever notice that like we spend a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to keep ourselves out of trouble and keep ourselves away from the pain and away from the darkness, yet that is actually where the gift lies, is inside those places.
When you're at your lowest, you realize a lot. Everything is raw. Everything is simplified. It feels like everything's been lost and all that you're left with is the foundation of you. But these are the perfect ingredients for a rebirth and a rebuild. You may not realize it now, but you're going to look back and realize that rock bottom gave you the gift of being able to start over. And not many people get that gift. The pages are blank, and you are the author.
But as a matter of conscious experience, the reality of your life is always now. And I think this is a liberating truth about the nature of the human mind. In fact, I think there's probably nothing more important to understand about your mind than that, if you want to be happy in this world. The past is a memory. It's a thought arising in the present. The future is merely anticipated. It is another thought arising now. Okay, what we truly have is this moment.
It will not be easy. You will get knocked down. You will be copied. People may even try to destroy you. You will feel like giving up. And it absolutely will be worth it. If world class was easy, everyone would be doing it.
The people will never rise above the opinion of themselves. Work on yourself. What do you want to choose to focus on? When we commit to self-mastery, we give ourselves the best shot of becoming the best and greatest versions of ourselves that we can be. And then we get to become the example and the invitation to others. Be the change you wish to see in the world.
The life, the existence that we are living is connected with suffering. So the reason why we suffer is either because of greed, we want more than we need, of hate, we get something we don't want to have, or ignorance, or sometimes called not knowing, because we don't know the outcome of our actions.
You were born to do something great with your life. You were not born for any other reason. Now, it could be in a big way or a small way. You were born to do something special with your life. And when you were a little boy or a little girl, there was probably somebody, I pray, but I bet you there was somebody who made you feel a particular way about you. As I got older, that feeling went away because the rest of the world didn't make me feel that. I want you to picture the face of that person who made you feel that way. I don't care if it was your mom, they could be gone now, right? Okay, let me tell you something about them, okay? They were right.
You have no idea when lightning is going to strike in your life, but I stay wildly attuned to the potential magic, right? And it's like always paying attention because like the universe is trying to give you what you want. The universe is fighting so hard to give you what you want and you're just missing it.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, the discipline of patience, right? Because we all talk about hustle, we talk about working hard, we talk about grinding, this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience, because in the patience, that's where you're gonna make it or you're gonna break.
All great things in life come from delayed gratification, from like the ability to say, I know that the thing I want is on the other side of something that sucks. Every single thing you want in life is on the other side of something that sucks. Be willing to endure that in order to get the thing you want.
Our issue is depth perception. We think it's further away than it is. And because we think it's so far away, we create patterns and behaviors in our life that perpetually keep it there. And that's what we do in our life. But what if that's the great lie of life? And what if the truth is that you're one relationship away, one meeting away, one conversation, one new thought, one new emotion, one new tactic or strategy away from completely changing the trajectory of your life?
And this thing that people do, they avoid discomfort. It sounds ridiculous, but it just creates more discomfort. You don't realize that in embracing discomfort and forcing yourself to do something very uncomfortable that you can control.
I am happy if I discover limits. This can be physical limits. It can be limits in terms of strength. It can be limits in terms of your level of stamina. Because always when I hit them, I know this is my next project. This is the next area in my life right now, which is directly being mirrored in front of my eyes. This is your limitation. And so on the one side, this is motivating to me. But on the other side, it also just cultivates this constant drive, this constant fire.
The most difficult thing is keeping your goal and your eyes set on that and not being distracted. I think the easiest thing in life is to give up on whatever, you know, whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for. The hardest thing is to continue to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
And it's not about what was or what could be, but what is. And being where your feet are and putting yourself in a position to appreciate, even if you want more and you aim towards achieving more, be grateful for what you have.
And this. And we spend most of our lives forgetting this truth, repudiating it, fleeing it, overlooking it. And the horror is that we succeed. We manage to never really connect with the present moment and find fulfillment there because we are continually hoping to become happy in the future. And the future never arrives.
You're not going to find yourself overnight. You're not going to become everything you hope to become in a day. Everything takes time. You're not supposed to know everything about how your story unfolds. You grow by making small decisions over and over again. So be patient and give yourself time. Because even with all the uncertainty, one thing's for sure, you will get there.
Just remember, slow progress is better than no progress. Just stay positive and never give up. You will get there.
If you have enough reasons, you can do anything. If you have enough reasons, you can go as far as you want to go, cash in on all that you want to cash in on, if you have enough reasons. Enough reasons to get up early. Enough reasons to stay up a little late. Enough reasons to buckle down and learn the disciplines. Enough reasons to put yourself through the paces. Enough reasons to develop the language. Enough reasons to pay the price.
I hate it when people say, fake it till you make it, because that sounds to me like you're lying. I am future me. I'm walking into this room right now as future me. I have written down very clearly who I want to be. 1 year from today, I'm going to be that person now. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to start acting like that person today.
The only thing standing between you and the life that you want is the ability to grieve. Grieve the past potential. Mourn the fantasy of what could have been, the life that you thought you'd have by now, the people who chose not to stay, the mistakes that you're still beating yourself up for. Grieve it all. Let go of your comfort zone and the desire to be chosen or approved of, because your new life will cost you your old one. And remember that in the process of building this life that you want, you'll only ever lose what was meant for a person that you no longer are.
You need to understand this. Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you've made. If you want a different result, make a different choice.
You have to demand it. You have to promise yourself. This is it right here. You have to promise yourself that you will not ever be a failure. You have to marry this thought pattern. I don't care if on your deathbed, dying, hurts, anything. You have to promise yourself before you get there that you are not going to go almost.
And it's like the things that we need to work on that are calling us, that are the portals into evolution and greater awareness and self-understanding, are the things that we don't want to look at because they're uncomfortable. If you don't confront them or look at them, they only grow stronger. Yes. And at some point reveal themselves in your life and in ways we, you know, none of us want, right? So the solution is always to move towards the thing that you know you're avoiding or don't really want to deal with.
Once you decide to be all in, you are going to be misunderstood by every individual out there, including yourself. You will no longer recognize yourself because being all in requires you to show up differently at different scarce people.
Whatever you want in life, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if it's huge, you're going to work 10 times as harder. I would get so jealous of people who could get it easy or get some form of it without having the difficulties that I had. I'm like, how did you just walk into this and get that, and how I'm struggling. I would get so angry. Then I had to, like, you know what? I'm never going to be jealous of anybody again. What I'm going to do is I'm going to understand why my path is different. Why do I have to work much harder than that person? And when I tell you, as I look back at all of those people, I kept surpassing and surpassing and surpassing and surpassing every time. I'm like, wow, the very person that you were jealous of because of what they had, look at where you are now. Now they're looking at you going, wow, how did you do that? Well, instead of being jealous, I started working and focus and working harder and harder. Nobody could outwork me.
All of us have this conflict going on at all times inside of us. And it's between two forces. And the first force is your voice of fear and your inner critic. There's another voice, the second voice, your soul, your true self. That voice is a little quieter, and that voice isn't in your head. A lot of times it shows up in your body. Feel that. The voice of fear will lead you to a life that's too small. If you want to reach full power, it's in the second voice. This contains your dreams, your path, contains your energy. Energy is the language of your soul. If you want to feel the full magnitude of what you can do in this one life that you have, there's really only one decision. Which voice will you listen to?
Every limitation you have in this life is self-imposed. You don't have to be special or talented. All you have to do is believe with every fiber of your being that you can make it work. And sooner or later, it will. If you believe you have what it takes, then your mind will do whatever it can to prove you're right. So be delusional. Go for that thing that seems like it's so far out of reach. Because the only thing that's stopping you is you.
I ask people all the time, man, who are you when it goes south, man? Not when you get what you want. We know when the sun's shining and you get what you want, you're gonna smile.
Right.
Babies do that. I give them a bottle, they gonna smile. I give them what they want, they gonna smile. I give a puppy a snack, he gonna smile. But when you don't get what you want, when it doesn't go the way you want it to, even if it affects and impacts you on a physical level, who are you? Because that's the person that your kids are gonna learn from. That's the person that your parents raised. That's the person that will go out and either positively or negatively affect and impact the world.
Progress over perfection. You do know that if you're making progress, most people are going to try to nail you with not being perfect. So don't even try to be perfect. Just embrace your weirdness. Embrace the fact that you're different. I think you ought to give yourself a little credit for being that way. But if you're going to do it, you can't give into the criticisms you're going to be hearing. You're going to get critics all the time. You're going to live in discomfort most of your life.
Remember this: growth over destination, expansion over stagnation, progress over perfection.
You got to lean in to progress. You got to lean into who you are. You got to fully celebrate and embrace the fact that you're trying to do something great with your life, and that should be acknowledged.
Bird doesn't land on a branch trusting that the branch won't break, but rather trusting in its ability to fly away. You are the bird, life is the branch. Don't waste your entire life overanalyzing the safest place to land. Make a decision, enjoy the view while you're there, and trust that you'll be able to move on if and when the time comes.
If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself.
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim of yourself, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to go and do the work. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character, there's strength. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering, through pain, through crying periods, all of that stuff. Don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
There will be days when you give every ounce of yourself, every ounce of your soul, blood, sweat, and tears, early mornings and late nights, and not see any result from all of your hard work. And the most difficult part of all of that is knowing you have to show up the next day and do it all over again. And you may not see the result immediately. It may not come next week. But believing that eventually the result will come is what makes a champion.
There's going to be days where you don't feel like showing up. There's going to be days where you're paralyzed by self-doubt. And days where the distance between where you are and where you want to be is overwhelming. I'm here to tell you that the only way to keep inching forward when those days happen is to be committed to the process. Because the ones who stay consistent, whether they feel like it or not, are the ones who see the results, not the ones who have conditional commitments on their goals. Keep going.
I think when you feel stuck or dissatisfied in your life, it's a signal. And it's not a signal that your life is broken. It's a signal that one of your most basic needs are not being met. Your need for exploration. And your soul needs exploration and growth. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable.
Why is life so hard? Life is never easy. If it's easy, it would be boring. Life should be hard. Embrace the hardness of life. Because through those hardships, you're learning, you're molding, and you're becoming a person. So, life should be hard. When you accept that life should be hard, then nothing is hard. Everything is easy. Because everything is a lesson that you can learn something from. Every day is a new day to learn something new. So what are you going to learn today?
Sometimes growing and breaking feel the same. I think that sometimes growing and breaking are the same thing. And here's something to keep in mind. In this uncomfortable season of growth, you are not the one that's breaking. What's breaking is everything that isn't you. And sometimes that hurts.
Sometimes you have to go through that adversity and that challenge and that setback to activate the passion and the drive. You know, sometimes it takes the sting of defeat. Sometimes it takes the sting of heartbreak to activate something within you that was needed for you to start moving in the direction that you're meant to move, to get to where you need to be.
The right path is often going to be the hard one. It's going to be the one that requires you to believe in something with no guarantees. The one that asks you to let go of all control and walk forward in blind faith. But you know you're not walking blindly because you can see it. You can feel that there's no other choice but this. Everything you've been through has prepared you for this moment. Lean into it. Trust it. You're ready.
You know, you have a decision to make. Am I going to stay right here? Am I going to live my life and be happy? Which, by the way, if that's what you want, there's no judgment. But what I'm saying to you is if you're that ambitious now and you don't keep moving, you're going to feel bad about staying in the same spot. So it's important that we set bigger goals and that we continue to progress through life because we have to have a purpose. We have to have a drive. And the reality is our pursuit of a bigger goal produces a lot of good for people outside of ourselves. So what gifts are you suppressing by staying in that place and being content where you are? How many lives changed? How many new ideas? How much good is now being kept in your jar because you decided to stay right where you are? That's something to think about.
Now stay after it. If you're maybe feeling down or you're not feeling as motivated, that's where your discipline has to really kick in because the motivation's not always there. The discipline, that's what's got to be your backbone for progress. Even if you don't want to do it, you're not feeling motivated to do it, the discipline will keep you, you know, on that steady upward slope.
Each and every day, I'm trying to be the best I can be in that day. I'm trying to maximize that day, just that day. And I think if we all can shift into focusing on the small, integral steps that go into the big changes, that's when we'll see the most growth and the most evolution in our lives.
You can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life. They say you can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life
Life will always have the ups and downs, so make peace with it.
How hard are you really working? I don't know about you, but I don't encounter many people who are completely committed to their craft. In our society, where it is very unpopular to have a sickening, completely committed, dedicated work ethic, it's not the norm. I believe people who think this way don't know what it's like to push yourself to the limits, don't know what it's like to work your absolute best, give everything you have, sacrifice, commit, work hard, and that feeling of growth, of progress, of even reaching a milestone in your journey. How amazing that feels.
Consistency is even rarer than talent or enthusiasm. Every January 1st in the gym, rock open, everyone's keen to do something, they've got these new New Year's resolutions, they're all enthusiastic, and some of those people will be talented. But how many of those people end up being consistent long term?
Death is not waiting behind that door right now. Every second, you are between life and death. One day, it just stays with this, and this is going to happen. So in the moment where you realize it could be my last action right now that I do, having this type of thought on the mind, it could be your last, hopefully, makes you wake up to really focus on the things that are important for you. Because many things are starting to fall away when somebody tells you, look, you only have one more week to live. Many problems that at the moment people are caring about, they will just disappear. Then they wake up and realize this shortness of life, how precious it actually is that we are able to be here.
Live your life the way that you want to live your life. Ladies and gentlemen, as I speak to you right now, if you had 90 days to live, how many of you will make some radical changes in your life?
If you look at Nelson Mandela, if you look at Mother Teresa, if you look at Mahatma Gandhi, who died with under 10 possessions, these people were world changers. These people were radical optimists. These people suffered because the root of the word passion means to suffer. They suffered for their dream. They suffered for their values. They suffered for their cause. They suffered for their followers. They suffered for their greatness.
Game of life are people are going to hit you. They're going to claw you. They're going to scratch you. They're going to bite you. It's just the part of life. And instead of taking everything personally, you have to see that it's like a gladiator battle and that some people are bad, some people are good, some people are not, are in between. But stop taking everything personally and try to learn from it. So if you make a mistake, what you want to do, if you have failure in life, something didn't go right, you want to have the ability to look it inward and say, what did I do wrong? And a lot of people don't have that inner strength. But if you want to be successful, if you want to get ahead in this world, you have to develop the skill. You have to be able to look at yourself as if you were somebody else, as if from the outside, and say, here's how I could improve. Here's what I did wrong the last time I did it.
Great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. Do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right.
What type of reality are you even living? What type of reality are you living? Are you living a proactive reality, where you're continually problem solving and looking at all the different ways that you could manipulate, guide, or push your reality that you want in your favor? Or are you living a reactive reality where you just continually allow what is going to happen, happen? Well, I can tell you right now, if you live in a reactive reality, you need to stop. Because if you really want to live the life of your dreams, you have got to start living a proactive reality.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward.
You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
Taking responsibility doesn't mean you blame yourself. It means you become accountable for everything that happened, because it's the only way to improve. It's the only way to see real progress. If you're constantly blaming something else for your circumstances, it means you're giving up the opportunity to be in control. It might not be your fault, but it's your job to make the most of every situation and do the best with what you have. So do it. Take responsibility for all of it, because that's when things start to get good.